You know, it was probably the strangest, most awkward spot for confession that I can remember. If I could take you back a few years, I was flying from Chicago to Phoenix, if I recall correctly. It was a quiet flight, or at least I was planning on having a quiet flight. But when you wear a priest collar, you can never be too sure what kind of flight, what kind of conversations or encounters you might have. In this case, I hadn't even buckled up my seatbelt yet when a strong, tall gentleman, maybe in his 40s or 50s, sits down next to me and immediately starts chatting. And he's chatting about everything. He's chatting about life and about his parents and his family and the weather and airplane food. And let me tell you this, it was him talking and me occasionally slipping in a few muffled or some chuckles and laughs at what he's saying. I'm sitting there and he's just a mile a minute chatting, talking. And I'm happy that he's fine with it because I'm okay to just be quiet, right? I'm okay to just hear him out and listen to him. It's kind of nice, actually, now that I think about it, just relaxing, hearing his voice. And as we took off, turns out I learned he was a cop in Chicago. And boy, did he have some stories to share about the streets, about rough times, about difficult situations, also about his Catholic upbringing. Turns out, nice guy, sharing a bit about his life when it seemed like he was surprised to learn that I was a Catholic priest, like he hadn't noticed that collar there, when he kind of catches me and all of a sudden I'm involved in the conversation. And he's like, so you're a priest, like actually a Catholic priest. I've been raised Catholic and I was, you know, it's been a long time, Father, since I've been to church, and it's been a long time since I've received communion or been to confession. And he starts sharing more personal things. And I'm sharing with him a little bit about my own vocation, which I'll get into share with you, if not today, in the coming days. When it comes around that he wants to go to confession, this is the strange part. We're talking about it, and immediately goes from this realization that I'm a priest to, hey, like, I could go to confession right now. And I said, what? I mean, we're on a plane. I mean, you could, but there's no privacy here. There's no way to. And he's kind of like, oh, well, I don't know anybody on the plane. I don't care. You know, I don't care if they hear my sins. I don't care if they hear my. And I'm kind of like, well, I kind of care about the advice I'm going to give you if other people are going to hear. And normally there's that privacy that comes around with confession. He was insistent. He was saying, no, no, it's okay. It's all right. I mean, as long as it still works up here at 30,000 feet in the air, I'd like to go to confession. I was there going through my brain, racking my mind. Is this against canon law? I mean, what about the seal of confession? What about the privacy that normally we safeguard and make sure? What about, and I'm realizing, well, of course, I'm not allowed to reveal any of his sins. But if he's sitting there and he wants to go to confession and he wants to reconcile his life to the Lord, I'll encourage him to be as quiet as possible, encourage him to have. I guess I'm just thinking, is he going to be really open and honest if he's worried about what other people think? But it became very clear he's not concerned about what they think. He's not concerned about all of that stuff, you know. He goes to confession. And I think at the process, while that's happening, I think I realized that most other people aren't really paying attention anyway. He's been talking this whole time, and so they've kind of tuned him out. He goes to confession, finishes up. And here's the thing, I can tell you, because this happened outside of confession, here's a guy who is contrite. And here's a gentleman who knows that he needs God's grace, even though he'd been away for a while. And here's a person resolutely saying, it's time for me to come back to the Lord. It's time for me to reconcile my life to God. And he's probably, I mean, not going to darken the door of a church out there to stop in and go to confession. But at this point, and I tell him before he goes to confession, you know, if you go to confession, it means you have to change some of these things you've been telling me about. And you have to start going back to Mass on Sundays. And you have to start making that a priority. And he's on board. He's ready. I mean, the Holy Spirit working in his life and ready for this amazing conversion experience. It was this beautiful experience that I still think about today because it reminds me that God works at any point in our life. There was a recent blog post actually on the National Catholic Register about somebody who experienced a miracle, a small little miracle, the fixing of her cars and her automobile troubles in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant. Right? Beautiful story there, beautiful post. God is working at every moment in your life, and God is present and active and desiring your participation. This is the reason why I am here in St. Joseph's Workshop every day. I've been doing this for a year on Immaculate Heart Radio Network, and now just humbled and honored to be on the Relevant Radio Network across the nation and at relevantradio.com, on the app where you can listen at any time. Just these opportunities that God gives to you and to me in the ordinary moments of life. The moments that St. Joseph lived, the moments that our Blessed Mother lived, of course, some of them were momentous occasions. Some of them would change the course of time and of the universe when the angel Gabriel announces to the Blessed Mother that she is going to be the mother of the Messiah, of Jesus himself. It changes the course of history, of course. But then you have the countless, innumerable, ordinary moments of their lives when God is also working and also present and inviting them to respond with love and with grace and with obedience. It's the reason why I'm here, because those are the moments that can change the course of your life and the course of my life. The ordinary things. Maybe you're washing the dishes right now. Maybe you're driving down. Maybe you're stuck in a parking lot on your local highway and you're wondering, is God actually speaking to me in this moment? It is a definitive yes, because he is always present and always making himself available to you and to me and pouring out his grace upon us. It's the beauty of our life as Catholics. It's the beauty of being Christians in this world, that we know that God permeates, is present at every moment. This is the blessing that you and I have. It's the grace that God pours down upon us. It's why I'm here with you. Can I share with you, I feel like the new kid on the block when you hear all of these amazing hosts who have been around for years and years and years. We got Patrick Madrid, we got Chuck Neff, we got Drew Mariani, we got Terry and Jesse who are coming up right after me. We got all of these amazing folks, and I'm just so happy to be part of the team, and I'm happy that you're on board too. I'm happy that we're in this together to discover the moments when God is making himself present to you and to me. The challenge is, I think, that we need to respond. When I think back to this gentleman who went to confession on that plane, and I've been thinking about him for some reason more often in the last few months, I would love to know where he's at. I'd love to know if he's back going to Mass, if he's active, if he's studying Scripture, you know, if he's praying the rosary daily like I was instructing or encouraging him to do. I don't know, but I do know that you're listening right now and that God is maybe challenging you to the same response, to say, well, am I ready to up my game? Am I ready to say yes in a new and powerful way to the Lord working in my life? I hope it's a resounding yes, or maybe it's a cautious, maybe a yes with a little bit of trepidation. That's okay. As long as it's a yes and you're ready to say, Lord, help me to do this. Help me to go with your will and follow what you want from me.